This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Our series Consumed is taking a look at the consumer economy as it stands today, exploring why we buy what we do and where that gets us. Pursuit of self-interest. A little idea that a man came up with a couple of hundred years ago. A whole lot of our ideas about the economy today still depend on that idea. That man was Adam Smith, the economist who wrote The Wealth of Nations. Smith, way back then, tried to explain how the economy works and how it grows, and he spent a lot of time talking and writing about how we consume and how we should consume in a capitalist economy. Joining me now is the political satirist P.J. O'Rourke, who's written a book about Adam Smith called On the Wealth of Nations. P.J., thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I have to tell you, I quote you quoting Adam Smith all the time. You want to know what I quote?
Tell me.
All right. It's this great line. It's about halfway through the actual Adam Smith book and right at the front of yours. It says, consumption is the sole end and purpose of all production. Boom. Done.
Yeah, because otherwise, what's it there for?
Right.
I mean, if you're making paper cups, you know, and you got 10 billion paper cups and nobody wants to drink out of paper cups anymore, what are you in business for? But, you know, that was an idea that was not current when Adam Smith was thinking about all this. There was this idea that the purpose of production was to build up treasure or something. The idea that it was for the sake of consumers just hadn't occurred to the human brain before Adam Smith.
And yet it is clear that in a way he was wrong, right? Because we can't just keep on consuming. I mean, you look around today and it's just not tenable. It's not sustainable.
Well, what he meant by consumption and what we mean by consumption are two different things. By consumption, he really meant that the purpose of all production is to make something that's useful. He was not thinking about buying a whole mess of T-shirts from a shady factory in Bangladesh. You know, he was not thinking about consumer electronics. The word had a different nuance at the time.
The question, though, PJ, is, you know, so Adam Smith comes up with this theory, and it's all about self-interest and division of labor and freedom to trade, which is great in 1776 England. But you make that 2013 America, and the question is, how long can it keep going like this?
Well, see, I wouldn't call Smith what Smith did a theory. I would call it an analysis. Well,
okay.
If you talk to most businessmen, they won't really acknowledge. I mean, they'll say that what they do is for the public good, but you know in their heart they're just greedy. You know, I mean, what they're doing, they're just doing this for profit. And consumers are just consuming for, you know, the sake of their own greed. But, you know, Smith, who pointed out that the system actually produces some very good things. And we wouldn't have any of those good things if we didn't have this system of pursuit of self-interest.
Yes, but here's the thing. This is all really well and good in theory, but as we sit here in the early 21st century, you have consumers piling on debt until they can't see anymore. You have companies doing what they will to maximize their profit at the expense of those consumers. How far are we from this ideal that Adam Smith set up?
Ah, but it's not an ideal.
Sure it is.
So Adam, no, it really isn't. What Adam Smith was trying to do was explain how economic progress happens.
Yeah.
The mechanics of economic progress were just completely ununderstood at the time that he wrote The Wealth of Nations. Adam Smith's huge failure was the fact that he did not foresee the Industrial Revolution. But then when you come to the follies of capitalism, he knew exactly about the business of loading on debt. He was opposed to idiocy. He was also opposed.
That's a good line.
To,
I like that.
You know, as even the smartest among us has, he had his blind spots. So I wouldn't say that anything Adam Smith had to say has been superseded. But, of course, a whole lot of situations have arisen that Adam Smith could not very well foresee all those years ago, and we have to come up with answers for those.
It's on us now. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it is.
The book by P.J. O'Rourke about a book that Adam Smith wrote is called On the Wealth of Nations. P.J., thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.